Hashem. So, we're dedicating our shiur, Le'ilui Nishmot, Peretz ben Yaakov, Ilya ben Simcha, Bela bat Yitzchak, and Rachel Gittel bat Chana, Miriam ve'Zeev, Betoch Sh'ar Nishmot b'nei Yisrael. Well, I'm going to make miracles with all of the beautiful neshamot of Am Yisrael. How lucky we are that we can talk about Hashem Yitbarach, that we can think about Hashem Yitbarach, that we have the merit that concept is going to be in front of our eyes daily.
This is number 600 podcast.
600 broadcast, Baruch Hashem. Interesting. Baruch Hashem. So we are in Torah Lamed Dalet 34 in the fifth part. Umelofum. That vowel that calls melofum. Hainu bechinat. It's the aspect like we learned veYosef hu haShalit, that Yosef, he is the ruler. He is in charge. He's got the powers. Like we learned why Yosef is the righteous man, because his mouth is full. This is melopum, that his mouth is full, means that the vessels of speech, of talk, are complete, means that he's trained on everything that he needs. He's not dropping Hashem Yitbarach for a moment to think that he can achieve something by himself. Just on everything he is praying, like the Rabbi Nathan said, when he was already old, he said, I trained myself so much to pray that I cannot even drink a cup of water without praying on that first. He cannot do the smallest action without asking from Hashem Yitbarach on that. Please Hashem, let me teach. Please Hashem, let me drink. Please Hashem, let me eat. Everything he's praying on is before. It's his subconscious aware to that already. He trained himself so much. He forced himself. A man's got two parts, the body and the neshama, and the soul. And the body, he's against all of Avodat Hashem. He's lazy from the first day. He's whining, he's crying, he's not satisfied, he's not happy. This is the body. The neshama, the person receives the neshama in the age of 13. He receives the neshama. And the neshama, it's got a total different nature. It just wants Hashem Yitbarach. And that a man going to be aware to himself, it means to be aware to himself that he really just wants Hashem Yitbarach, and he doesn't want nothing else. And in that a man should believe that I have a neshama, I have a soul inside of myself. And that neshama wants Hashem, desires just to see Hashem, just to do what Hashem commands, just to follow Hashem, just to listen to Hashem, just to do whatever that Hashem wants me to do. This is my neshama, this is the nature of neshama. It's not because that I'm righteous, so I have that neshama, because that Bo Olam gave me a neshama. And that's the nature of the neshama. You can hear that from the mouth of all of righteous people, through all of the generations, through all of the groups of Am Yisrael, if it's in the Hasidut, if it's between the Litvaks, the Chachmei HaMusar, that were learning Musar. You're going to read their books, you're going to see they're talking on the same thing. You should look that you have inside huge powers, and you should dedicate them to the Avodat Hashem and to learn and to pray with all of the to use the gift that Hashem gave us. And the gift that Hashem gave us, what is that gift? That gift is the spiritual soul that we have inside of us. There is always a war. Who's going to control? The body or the soul? The body or the soul? All of the time. If the body controls, so you don't want Hashem. You want things, you want physical things. You need a bed, you need a cracker, you need to eat, you need to sleep, you need a bed, you need quiet. But if the neshama controls, you don't need nothing. You have everything. You're happy. You're happy. Why they're telling that righteous man he wasn't eating, that righteous man he wasn't drinking, that righteous man he wasn't sleeping? Because they were like Moshe Rabbeinu. And every Jew can achieve that level, to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's a spiritual being. That his neshama is leading him to serve Hashem Yitbarach, and then you don't feel no hunger, no thirst, nothing. You're just happy. Lasot retzon avicha shebashamayim. Thrilled to run, to save more people, to help more people. And if you think that we can wait to the righteous people to save us, to Hashem Yitbarach to save us, it's all a mistake. It's our job to save ourselves. This is our job, it's our obligation that everyone, this is the job of righteous people to wake us up, that we're going to start believing ourselves and that we're going to start running for Hashem Yitbarach. In the yeshiva of Slavodka, the Sabbath of Slavodka, he opened the yeshiva. This was yeshiva of Slavodka. Wonderful, great yeshiva. It wasn't a regular yeshiva. Why? Because every student from that yeshiva, when he achieved a certain level, he ran outside to open a new yeshiva. And then you can be afraid, shaking from fear, to mention the name of the students of the Sabbath of Slavodka. And who is talking about the Sabbath of Slavodka? And who is talking about him? He is, no one even understand where was he. He never was like a rabbi. He was never teaching. He was an ista. He was a heathen. He was just lighting, flaming the hearts, the levavot of his students to run and to open another yeshiva. Hundreds of yeshivot been opened by his students. And everyone become to be a huge rabbi, huge rabbis. And they're making more students and students and students to thousands. And until today, all of the world of Torah they established, they saved the world of Torah. I was talking to Arav Shalom a few months ago after that Arav Ovadia Yosef been passed away, Arav Shalom. And I asked Arav Shalom on his relationship with Arav Ovadia. And Arav Shalom told me, I'm going to make it short just to come to that point. Arav Shalom told me, we cannot deny that they're holding the Torah. We cannot deny that they're holding the Torah. We're not holding the Torah. The Torah is not in our hands. They, the Litaim, they're holding the Torah. The Sfaradim, the Ashkenazim, the Litaim, the Hasidim, the Frumfam bird, the Hasidim, the Litvaks, they're holding the Torah. They have the skills, they have the methods, they know how to learn. We never taught those things. We never learned those things. But we have something else to give to Am Yisrael. We also have something that they don't have. Everyone can contribute. Everyone can give what it is got from inside. Someone going to wake up Am Yisrael to learn Torah. Someone else going to wake up Am Yisrael to talk to Hashem, to do tshuva. Someone else going to wake up Am Yisrael to do charity, to donate, to give, to help, to be kind. Someone else to be straight. Someone else going to talk about the Rabbi Mikotz, going to talk about honesty, about truth, about fame. Everyone going to come from his point, and together we all going to stand up with all of those good qualities. This is why the attribute of peace, the love, to accept from everyone, this is highest of everything else. And Rabbeinu is writing that in Likutei Moharan, that there is one thing that is beyond the highest righteous man of them all. Every righteous man achieved a certain level. And it's somewhere so high, but there is something that is higher than that. What is that? It's the love that between the righteous people. If he's achieving 1,000 and he's achieving 3,000, when they love each other together, they're achieving infinity. They achieve Hashem Yitbarach with their love. And to get to that love, you don't need to be in no level. You just need to have a heart. You just need to love Am Yisrael. You just need to care about Am Yisrael. You just need to pray on Am Yisrael. To give everything. And what can you give them? You cannot help them. If you're going to give them hours of your life to sit with them, to talk to them, you're not going to give them. You can sit with a student for hours and to drill into his brain, into his heart, to convince him, to talk to him for hours. In the end, he's going to come to you and going to tell you, look, Arav, I'm sorry. And this is it. What have you done? For hours, 6 hours, you sat with him. And you haven't helped him. Maybe crumbs of wisdom he received from all of that. So what are you doing? You're not wasting your time. No. You should do that and that. Also the ishtadlut, the physical ishtadlut, to teach, to talk, to sit, to convince, but also to pray on him. That filah, this is the biggest power that we have to make an effect in the world, to change things, to move things. This is the weapon of our fathers. This is Yosef HaShalit, that he's got the power to control because his vessels of filah are complete. He's praying on everything. You want to help someone? Pray on him. Who are you to save him? Who are you to give him a hand? Do you have a hand? The hands of Moshe Rabbeinu were heavy. The hands of Moshe Rabbeinu were full with faith. You need to have hands that are going to be full with faith. Then you can help people. When? When you're praying. When Moshe is lifting his hands, then Am Yisrael strengthening themselves also. And they're believing also in Hashem Yitbarach. And they're running and they're fighting. And it's also there is still a distance, because also the ones that were fighting in the war of Amalek, they were the righteous people. Like the Rav Shalom said 2 weeks ago, that they, the righteous people, they have that sensitivity to feel that Moshe Rabbeinu is calling them, is waking them up. They feel it. The regular people, the common people, they don't even feel. Even when Moshe Rabbeinu is strong, is huge, Am Yisrael are in deep, deep sleep. They're asleep. They don't feel, they don't hear, they don't listen, they see. It doesn't wake them up. This is why we need to pray on Am Yisrael. And like Rav Shalom said, if we're going to be strong to pray on Am Yisrael, we can bring the salvation in short time because it's very close. If we, Baalei Teshuva, are sitting here in Yeshiva and learning Torah, that we don't have no real connection to it except of that Hashem brought us over, that Hashem brought us into the Kedusha, and it's not because of our merits, it's not because of our kindness, because of our wonderful attributes. No, forget it. It's only because of the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mercifulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only because that He loves you so much, that He doesn't look on your filth, on your weaknesses, on your lackings. Lo yibit aven beYaakov. He's not looking on your avonot at all. He doesn't care about that. He's just so excited from every small hishtadlut, every small thing that you're doing. You came today to the yeshiva, Hashem is dancing. Hashem is thrilled, He's so happy. He kissed you, He hugs you, He loves you, He prays. He's praising you in heaven. He's saying, look at my son that he's coming to the yeshiva against all odds. Who would say that you would put that lottery, would it put his finger on you that you're going to come to learn in the yeshiva when you're going to be 30, when you're going to be 40, when you're going to be 25? Who would predict that you're going to be you from all of them? You're going to come to yeshiva? No one could predict that. Hashem Yitbarach saw your soul, and He saw that your neshama just wants Hashem. Every time that you're breathing, your neshama is screaming, I want Father in heaven, I want Hashem, I want Hashem. And this is the lesson that we should go outside and to scream to people, you want Hashem. Not it's better for you to serve Hashem. You already want Hashem. Your neshama screams, Hashem, Hashem. Your neshama screams, I want Hashem. Like the priest Philip. He told us that in the shiur that he gave in Chulon to Rav Shalom. He told his story, his life story. He said that from inside his neshama was screaming. And he said that he was far from all kinds of religious. And that he was a chiloni. He was far from all kinds of religious. He born Christian. Black people doesn't have no real connection to Christianity. The truth is that he been forced to be a Christian. Something happened to him in the secret of Gilgulim, lifetimes. Bara Olam brought him to a certain point that he born Christian. The truth is that he was looking for the Creator and he was screaming from inside. So the neshama, the soul, is screaming from inside. It's not only Jewish people, it's not only even it's not only the nations, it's not only. The truth is that all of the creation screams Hashem, like we're saying in Pirkei Shira. All of the creation screams Hashem, 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 praising Hashem. Everyone are screaming Hashem, Hashem. Already. And how are we going to remove that curtain? What should we do? Like Rav Shalom said, Pene Hashem Beosera, the face of Hashem Yitbarach to the evil people. What it means? Face of Hashem to the evil people? Face of Hashem, it's what that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. Moshe Rabbeinu asked to see the face of Hashem. It's the kindness of Hashem. It's going to the wicked people? How can it be? So Pene Hashem Beosera means that when we are revealing the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach, so then Hashem going to fight with the evil people. Then Hashem going to remove the curtain. Hashem going to remove the fact that He was hiding Himself and He gave power to the evil people to control, to have that government. Now when we're praying, when we believe that it's all good, that it's all kindness of Hashem Yitbarach, this is the end of the story. Now Hashem going to fight for us. You see Ishmaelim, you see the Palestinians are growing and getting stronger, and they have huge amounts of money and houses, and they're building, and they're what's going on? You're asking yourself, what's going on? Nothing is going on. Actually, in all of the stress, in all of those crazy situations, you have one test. If to believe in Hashem
or if to fall to your kfirot, lack of faith. No, they're strong. What are they going to do? What's going to be? The United Nations, the Americans, the all of the nations, the world, the government, they're taking the money from the yeshivot. In Yeshivat Slabotka, they were sitting and learning. They were standing and learning when they didn't have benches. They were standing and learning. They didn't have food. They were falling from hunger, and they were learning. If you want to learn, you learn. And not money going to bring you to learn Torah. Money never brought no one to learn Torah. Adraba, a man should learn shelo al minat lekabel pras, not to receive no reward. The money is bringing you to yeshiva to learn Torah. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. The truth brings you to the yeshiva. The neshama that is looking for a place to see God. To see the Creator that is here, that is with Am Yisrael. That Mitzion Titze Torah, that the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach goes out from Zion and spread in the world. And it always been like that, and it's always going to be like that. And even if in a few generations it would look from outside, the truth is that the Zion, it's also like a mashal, like a tale. The righteous man, he is the Kodesh HaKodashim, and his yeshiva, it's like Beit HaMikdash. The truth is that it's coming from the righteous man. And the righteous man, the tzaddik of the generation, he's got those powers to wake up the people. And we, his students, his followers, need to go and to tell everyone that we love. And it's more people that you're going to love, more people that you're going to bring back to do tshuva. It all depends on how much you care about them. If you don't care about them, so you finish your seder, Baruch Hashem, now you have your business, now you have your hobbies, and this is it. You have to go to the zoo or something, I don't know what you like to do. To paint, I don't know, to write, whatever. A real man, he doesn't have no night, he doesn't have time to eat, he doesn't have time to sleep. People are drowning, people are suffering outside. People are not living at all. And you, the last one from this class, the last one, the most, the lowest one of them all, you're so rich that you can open a yeshiva today. That you can open yeshiva today. You're so rich. You just don't believe in yourself. And if you feel that you haven't accomplished it yet, and that your wisdom is not completed yet, great. There's also Shlomo HaMelech said that. Amarti echkema v'irechoka. I said I'm going to be wiser, and then I revealed that the wisdom is still far away. This is tachlit ha'idea shelo neda. The purpose of knowledge is to know that you don't know nothing. And then by that you're going to come to ask your Rav, and you're going to receive more answers, and then you're going to go and teach, and then you're going to have more questions, and then you're going to go back to your Rav, and you're always going to stay humble. And it's not stopping you from doing things. And everyone should look inside. What are my talents? What are my abilities? What can I do? One can talk to people. One can hug people. One can love people. One can learn with people. One can give money. One can give an advice. One can, I don't know what, can advertise. One can shake up people. One can slap people. Everyone got his talent. And it's all good. We need you. We need you. If you know that you know how to be angry, we need you. We need a doorman. We need someone in the entrance. To reject all of the Meshugaim. Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Bender said, we're not allowed to let the Meshugaim in. Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Kabbalah, we need someone angry in the entrance to the yeshiva. We have to have you.
Maybe it's going to be my job, you're saying.
So, Rabbeinu is revealing to us that all of that, V'yosef Hashalit, who bechinat nekuda im vav, it's an aspect of nekuda im vav, the letter vav with a dot above it. In it. Who bechinat nekuda im vav melo fum, like we're saying melo fum, who like shu. Ki bechinat Yosef, because the aspect of Yosef nimshach mechokma uvina, been pulled from wisdom and power of understanding. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, אחרי הודיע אותך את כל זאת, after that he taught you all of that, אין נבון וחכם כמוך, there is no one wiser than you. היינו חוכמה ובינה, חכם ונבון, wise and got that ability to understand. ועל ידי זה, and by that, נעשה ויוסף הוא השליט. יוסף become to be the governor, he's got the control, the power.
וחוכמה היא בחינת נקודה, and wisdom is the aspect of a dot. היינו יוד, like the letter יוד, מעיין, a spring. Why? Why the wisdom is like the letter yud, like why it's like a dot? Because all of the letters means the way of writing all of the wisdoms, all of the understandings are starting from that point. First of all, you put your pen on the paper. This is that point, it's a letter yud. It's a yud kshera. A point, it's a yud. So, and from that spring, you take out an aleph, you take out a bet, a gimel, whatever you want. It all comes out from that dot, from that point, from that spring. This is the wisdom that contain everything inside of it. Nekuda, small point of understanding that you have in a shoulder. When a man understands that he's got a soul inside of him, he can do everything, everything. His powers become to be huge, huge powers. If he believes that he's a spiritual being, this is it. He's not falling to those nonsense of the body. Today he's tired, today he's lazy, today he's hungry, today he's afraid, today he's in stress, today he has to make up with his wife. Rav Shalom said a few weeks ago, I don't know if I'm going to understand it myself, but he said that in his Itbodedut, he wanted to say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Gaal Israel. He wanted to say the bracha of Gaal Israel, saved Am Israel, with Shem Umolchut. In the middle of his Itbodedut. But he had a doubt if to say it with Shem Umolchut or not, so he said it without Shem Umolchut in his Itbodedut. And he said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Gaal Israel, saved Am Israel. And then everyone were quiet. What Arav wanted to say? What he's talking about? What was that point of Geulah that he saw? He said, a few years ago, we still had that he said we were still inside all of that story of the relationship with the wife. It doesn't mean physical. It means that people, before they're clean from lust for women, every part of their relationship is full with stress. Even the good days, he's afraid that it's going to be ruined. Even in the best situations of them all, always something is wrong because he's not pure. The man is worried because of his sin. Edag mechatati. He's afraid from his sins, from his avonot. Because that he's not clean, so he still always have stress. But now he said, Baruch Hashem, we don't have that problem anymore. He's still married. His wife can call him in the middle of the day to tell him, come here, what are you doing? Can scream at him in the middle of the day. Everything is regular. What changed? His peaceful and quiet changed. And it's a salvation. It's a Geulat Israel. This is the salvation. That you're free from all lusts and desires. You're a free man. You're not longer a slave of all of your lusts and desires. When a man is inside all of those lusts and desires, he's always afraid. He's always in stress, always in anger, always blaming himself. Feel weak. Feel that he's a liar, that he's missing something, that something is wrong, that something can happen. Because he's a sinner. Because he's not clean. He haven't completed his tshuva yet. But when a man is cleaning himself with a complete tshuva, then the sins are not blocking the light of his neshama anymore. And then he sees that he just wants Hashem. He sees his neshama. And he's not longer afraid. What I'm going to do? Where I'm going to have money? He doesn't care. He knows that he wants Hashem. And this is what it counts. I'm going to eat. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to sleep. I want to serve Hashem. I want you. Kirvat Elokim Lito. To be close to Hashem, it's good. It's good. I feel good. I'm close to Hashem. I feel good. I have one shoe, one sock, and a hole on the thumb. But I don't care. I'm with Hashem. I feel good.
I'm happy with Hashem, that Hashem is here. And I don't care, Yosef HaTzadik is saying to each and every one of us, if I'm in prison, if I haven't got married yet, if my father thinks that I'm dead, if no one's going to come to look for me, if I don't have money, if they threw me to prison with no trial and no one's going to save me, no one, nothing. And I'm going to keep on serving all of those criminals here in prison. I don't care. I'm happy. Why? Because Hashem is there. Because Ki'atzia She'ol Ineka, even when I'm coming to the lowest place of hell, here you are, Hashem. Here you are, Hashem. Hashem wants to kill us. We're going to die for Kiddush Hashem. What's the problem? We wish to have that merit, to die in Kiddush Hashem. Is there something higher than that? Who achieved something higher than Rabbi Akiva? Who? Who is more praiseworthy than Rabbi Akiva and Aseret Harukei Malchut? Oh, you don't want that level? Why? Tell me. Why you don't want to achieve that level? You have something else in mind? You know how to achieve something higher than that? By what? Eating chocolate chips? Doing what? Ice cream? Licking ice cream all day long? You can achieve higher level than Ishmael Kohen Gadol? By what? The Baal Shem Tov said that it's good, worthy to the man to come to this world and to sin all of his life even. And then in the world to come, to pay on every avera, on everything that mamash they're going to force him to pay. He's going to suffer for years in hell, in the worst punishments of them all, just to receive the reward of one physical favor that he made with a man in his life. Today on the way to the mikveh, in the entrance to the mikveh, I saw towels in the entrance to the mikveh that were about to fall. I just pushed them a little bit inside on that shelf that they're not going to fall. And then Hashem let me remember that. That physical favor, it's not a mitzvah. It's almost not doing nothing good to no one. It just keeps that towel, maybe not to fall. Maybe, only maybe not to fall. Maybe. And the reward on that is so huge that the world cannot contain it. That the man can accept all of the suffering, all of the difficulties to receive the reward on something that is not even a mitzvah. What's there is in it? Just push it a little bit inside. And this is the truth. If you believe that there is a spiritual world, that there is eternal life in the world to come, everything that is physical in this world been cancelled on the spot. It's been cancelled. When you compare it to infinity, every suffering that you have here in this world been cancelled totally. So what's stopping us? What's occupying us? The lack of faith. That we don't remember the world to come. That we don't live that moment. That we don't live that moment. That we don't leave that truth, that Hashem is here, that it's all good, that Hashem is pushing Am Yisrael to succeed all of the time, and is healing us, and is opening our eyes to see that He's here already, that we're going to wake up to understand that we're spiritual beings, that we have a soul inside of ourselves, and that soul is screaming, I want Hashem, I want Hashem, I don't care. I don't care about food. I don't care about money. I don't care about honor. I just want to be happy with Hashem. Kirvat Elokim Litov. Only to be good. Every man that's going to go to this quiet place, going to ask himself, who am I? Do I want to do good or I want to be bad? Do I want to say the truth? Do maybe I want to lie? Do I want to succeed? Do I want to be kind or I want to be cheap? Do I want to lose? Who am I? The answer is always going to be spiritual. The answer is always going to be good. The answer is always going to come out from his soul. Who that you are, it's your neshama, it's your soul. It's not your body. This is why when a man is dying, he died already, no one is talking to the body. Everyone immediately lifts their eyes and talking to heaven. Immediately. Because the man is the neshama. Now it's in prison. First of all, you need to understand, you're in prison. But the real you is a spiritual being, part of God. Neshama Elokit. Hashem Yitbarach Himself is inside of you. We are part of Hashem. The Torah and Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael are one thing. You are part of Hashem, like the Torah is part of Hashem. And there is no dividing, there is no walls, curtains, except of your body, except of your prison. And you need to work from inside to make an escape, to run away from that prison. Very guarded prison. You need to make an escape. This is it. Make a plan to think day and night until you're going to find your spiritual being. And then all of the righteous people, they had such huge powers. Those powers weren't because that they were righteous. It was because that their neshama was working. They were just aware to their neshama. If someone's got married and his parents are giving him a good body when he's born to this world, so Baruch Hashem, it's going to be easier for him to feel that neshama that lives inside. It's going to be easier for him. And if the parents weren't so holy, so it's going to be a struggle. But anyway, if you're going to work, everyone going to work to find who am I? Who am I? Rabbeinu called it Bodedut Yeshuva Da'at. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender was saying that all of the time, was calling it Bodedut Yeshuva Da'at, that the man gonna think to himself, gonna talk to himself. The main part of it, Bodedut, it's the conversation that you have with yourself. Not the prayers, and not the tshuvot, the confessions. The main it, Bodedut, is that you're bringing yourself back to life. That you bring yourself back to serve Hashem, to believe in Hashem. Also, the confession is going on that level. That your confession is to confess why I forgot Hashem in my shachrit. Why I wasn't praying right? Because I forgot Hashem. And you're bringing yourself back to that. But I want to pray shachrit. I wasn't making it today, Baruch Hashem. What can I do, Hashem? I didn't have the merit. I haven't learned enough the importance of shachrit. I haven't prayed on it enough. I don't have the merit yet to pray shachrit like I should. But thank you, Hashem Yitbarach, for teaching me, for showing to me my lackings. Now I can confess. Now with that tshuva, with that confession, I am erasing that sin, that avon, and this is it, and I want Hashem Yitbarach again. Why a man is falling to sadness, dropping shacharit finally? Because he saw that today he wasn't praying right, and yesterday also it was horrible shacharit, and 2 days ago it was the worst one. After 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years like that, he's saying, this is not, he gives up. He said, this is it. I cannot pray shacharit. So he's dropping shacharit, because he thinks that to pray shacharit, it depends on his powers. And he sees that he doesn't have that power, so he gives up. But a man, that he understands the importance of the will, he doesn't care if he prayed shachrit or haven't prayed shachrit. What that matters for him, that he wants to pray shachrit. And he's doing tshuva on all of his lackings. And he's strengthening himself all of the time with that holy will. Herat haratzon, the illumination of the will. I want to pray shachrit. And I'm going to pray on that. And I'm going to ask on that. And I'm going to do tshuva on all of the times that I lost my shachrit. And if you're going to pray on that, days and months and years, finally you're going to have such shachariot that you can never imagine your shachariot. You can never imagine angels going to fly out from your mouth in every shacharit because you prayed on that. Al anar hazeh itpalalti. On those shachariot I was praying. Shachariot that came with prayer. It's totally different than shachariot that came without prayers. If someone taught you to pray shacharit and no one is talking to you and you can be in the shul and no one disturbing you and your wife you pushed mute 3 years ago, you were screaming at her and now she's so afraid, she's not talking and now you can pray shacharit, who needs that shacharit from you? You think Hashem needs that shacharit? That your wife is not talking and she's suffering and she's crying at home, or that she gave up on you totally and she's saying, it's better for me that he's in shul. You think that this is a praiseworthy shacharit? It's not. A real shacharit is when everyone loves you. A man that he is loved in heaven, it's a man that he's loved here in this world. If your wife, she doesn't forgive you, if your wife, she doesn't love you, no one loves you. No one loves you. If your wife, your best friend, if your children, your best friends, they hate you, also in heaven, they don't like you so much. The one that everyone loves here in this world, they love him also in heaven. This is the mirror. They're showing to you the world, the spiritual world, through the curtain, through this world, that you're going to see. The one that people love, he's the one that Hashem loves, that the angels loves him, that the Father loves him. The one that everyone hates, that everyone fighting with, no one is satisfied with him. Why? To teach you that even heaven they don't like you. There is a purpose. The purpose is the world to come, not this world. This world is preparing you to the world to come, to infinity. So they're teaching you because of the kindness, because of the merciness of Hashem Yitbarach. So he's teaching you, and he's rebuking you because he loves you. Et asher yoav Hashem yochiach. And we just need to take those rebukes as the reward, as the price. Sasa nochi al imratecha kemotze shalal rav, like you found the treasure. Thank you, Hashem. What would I do if no one would rebuke me on that and I would come to the world to come with all of that filth on my hands, on my legs, on my clothes? How would I receive your face with those stains, with those filth on my body? On my chalukah de Rabbanan, on my holy cloak that could be so bright and white and pure. And now, yedechim damim aleu, your hands full with blood. How would I come like that to the trial in the world to come? Thank you for rebuking me. Is there a bigger gift than to be rebuked in this world? Is there a bigger gift than to be rebuked in this world to do tshuva? In the world to come, it's judgment day. There is no mercy in the world to come. Mercy is in this world that you can still fix. That they give you the opportunity to do tshuva. This is the mercy of Hashem. That you can do tshuva. Such a small thing. You just confess. Hashem, I'm sorry that I done that. From now on, I want to be like that you want me to be. This is it. You accomplished tshuva on that issue. You don't have no stains on that issue anymore. You're clean. You're a complete righteous man. And if you don't believe in that, so you're an epikores, the kofer bagmara kdosha, that said that. That a man that is doing tshuva, mochalin lo al kol avonotav, they forgive on all of his sins. And if you keep on chasing yourself, after that you've done tshuva, so you're an epikores, that you're kofer in words of Tivrei Chachamim, in Tochachamim of the Gemara that said Torah shebe'al peh to Am Yisrael. That they taught us the power of tshuva. The tshuva been created before of the world. The tshuva is the highest, highest thing of them all. And you cannot come to tshuva without tefillah. Tshuva, it's tefillah. Tshuva, it's to pray. Tshuva, it's to confess. It's to talk to the Creator, not in your thoughts, in words. Sorry, Hashem, today, in Shacharit, I wasn't focusing on what that I should have. My eyes weren't in the Siddur. And even if they were, my head was totally somewhere else. And I'm sorry on that, Hashem. I was skipping parts in Shacharit. And this is how you're rising that tefillah back to its place. And if you're not confessing, so that one fell, and your mincha fell, and the breakfast fell, and the conversation with your wife fell, because all of your failings, and you're failing every moment. I'm failing every moment. I don't have one successful moment that I can say, wow, this is it. The only moment that is really successful, it's the moment that you want Hashem. And in that moment, you don't have no physical success. Just the spiritual success, like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he wants Hashem. Yosef HaTzadik, that he wants Hashem. David HaMelech, that he yearns and he wishes and he wants Hashem. This is their success. This is why all of those righteous people passed away in Ra'avah de'Ra'avim, Ratzon she'Beratzonah, when the will was so strong that they wanted Hashem and Hashem wanted them back. We need to want Hashem and not to be confused and scared because of the exile, the results of exile, the fact that you don't know how to pray, that you don't know how to wake up, that you don't know how to tie your shoes. It's because of the exile, because of the horrible exile. And Hashem exiled us. We haven't exiled ourselves. Hashem is doing tshuva on that and He's confessing and doing. Aviu alai kapara. He's asking for forgiveness. He's saying, "Oy li shenishbati v'achshav en mi shemefer li." Hashem regrets. So what do you want from yourself? Why you keep on blaming yourself? This is your yetzer hara. To chase after yourself and to break your spirit. and to break your happiness, to think like you lost hope. Hashem doesn't love you anymore. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Hashem loves you. Hashem loved you from forever. Always He loved you. He loved you like we learned here in the Torah. Before of the creation, the love of the Father to His Son, before that the Son came to this world, He loved you. He loved us. He still loves us. And He's going to love us forever. And nothing can break the love of a father to his son. Even if he's going to be the most corrupt son in the world, the Father, He loves him. The Father, He loves him and He cares about him and He's praying on him. We're talking about the real Father. Father of mercy. Av Rahman. Nothing going to break that love from father to his son. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Especially not stupid sins and avonot that a man is doing because of Ruach Shtut, that he's God. A bad spirit, a bad mood, something happened to him, a sadness, and he fell, and he failed. This is it. This is Avon. What's the secret of fail? He forgot Hashem, so he failed. This is it. A drop of arrogance. He thought that he's got a certain power, a certain being, and he failed. Hashem knows that. Hashem sees that. Hashem is not getting so stressed. Oh, what are you doing? Hashem is not a chas shalom, a cruel leader, a vicious leader. To punish, and to rebuke, and to kill, and to show them, and this time for it, this is it. Hashem is not like that. Someone ever felt that Hashem is pushing him? I'm asking you, really. I never felt Hashem pushes me to do nothing. Always just offering, always just opening doors. Just sharing and opening and giving me all, more options to succeed, to do more good, to enjoy life, to have sweeter lives. This is it. I never saw Hashem pushes me to do nothing. Maybe to save my life. Maybe in the times that I wanted to kill myself, to ruin my life, to destroy my life, Hashem was pushing me that I'm not going to ruin my own life. But to develop, to grow in Avodat Hashem, always through bounty, always through kind words, through warm words and pleasant words. Torah is so sweet, so kind. You can see mamash the face of Hashem. If we're going to believe in that it's all the face of Hashem, Pene Hashem Be'osera, then Hashem going to change in one moment. Like Rav Shalom told me that once, in one moment, all of the supervision of the world is going to be changed. In one moment. Every one of us, when he's doing it, but they do it, he can see Hashem. Every one of us that done a few hours of Itbodut, he saw Hashem. There is no doubt about it. Means that the private supervision developed for him. That Hashem revealed himself a little bit more to that guy that went and done Itbodut. If more and more and more people going to go to talk to Hashem Itbarach, Hashem going to reveal himself more and more and more. Until that he's going to really, really reveal himself in a way that whatever that we're going to ask, Hashem going to do. That whatever that the righteous man going to decree, going to say, going to happen. And then there is no enemy to Am Israel. And they're all like the chaff that is going with the wind. Kemot Sasher Tidefen Ruach. Who's got power to fight against Hashem? So why still the nation of Amalek's got a war with Hashem? Hashem's got a war with them through the generation. Because the war of Amalek is not a physical war. It's a spiritual war. That Amalek made it to penetrate into our souls, into our hearts. That we're going to think that there is a doubt. The numeral value of the word Amalek is that doubt. That a man has got a doubt. Hashem going to listen to my tefillah, going to accept my tefillah or not. This is Amalek. You need to erase that Amalek. Hashem is here or He's not here? That doubt is Amalek. Amalek is already here. When you're asking if Hashem is here, Amalek is here. This is first of all. First of all, you should know Amalek is here. To kill Amalek, to destroy Amalek, we need to establish our faith. We need to bring the faith to be strong and stable and complete like Moshe Rabbeinu. And if you think that it's not in our powers, you're right. It's not supposed to be in our powers. It's in the power of Moshe. Also, Am Israel couldn't believe that Moshe is going to give them the Torah, but he did. And he can bring them to receive the Torah. Even that 1 minute ago, they were down in 49 gates of Tumah, and now they're in 49 gates of Kedusha. And we are in 50 gates of Tumah, can come that righteous man that is in Shaar HaNun, that is in the 50th gate, that he holds that wisdom of Shaar HaNun, of the 50th gates of Kedusha, and to take us all to that place. And I'm going to remind you that small secret that Rabbeinu said, Ani aseh otchem kamoni mamash. I'm going to make you to be exactly like I am. Rabbeinu said those words. And if you don't believe to Rabbeinu, there were Jews that weren't believing in Moshe Rabbeinu also. And if it's hard for you, we're not going to mention the name of that rabbi. There is a huge rabbi in the United States that he said, that 10 years ago he had issues with Rabbeinu. All of his life he had issues with Rabbeinu. He said it was something new, all of that Hasidut of Breslev. It's a Litvish rabbi, a huge one, a real huge Talmid Chacham. And he said that when Breslev started to appear, to come, he had problems. He couldn't understand what they're talking about. It wasn't straight like that they've been learned in the yeshivot. It wasn't. So they were arguing with that. But he said, but now, 10 years ago, he saw that finally. And he said, you cannot argue anymore that Rabbi Nachman Breslev is the leader of the generation. You cannot argue. This is it. You can see that. What can you do? You have a book of a Baal Tshuva that wrote a book on his task in life to find Shalom Bayit and to receive wisdom and to believe in Hashem Yitbarach and to yearn to Hashem Yitbarach and to want Hashem Yitbarach and to guard his eyes and to follow all of rules of the Torah Kedoshah. And those books, someone just holds that book and he's been electrified. He doesn't know what to do with his life. He wants to run to the field to scream and all of his life to do tshuva. One book. One book changed the life of a man. He reads that book and he cannot leave that book. And he's saying, hey, where can I find more? Where can I find more? This is that trigger. This is that trigger that brings souls back to Father in Heaven, to faith. And we just need not to argue, not to stop it. This is our job. Our job is not to push it. We don't have no power. We just need to beg, please, Rabbeinu Shalom, keep us here. Just let us stay. We don't ask no air condition, nothing, not to bring it to a lower floor. No, it's great. Just leave us here. Give us the power to climb 4 floors. It's not Hashem. Let us stay. We're begging to Hashem Yitbarach. Like Rabbi Nathan said to Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu said to Rabbi Nathan, I put you in my sack. Rabbi Nathan said, please tie it strong that I will not going to run away. We're begging. We're just asking permission, please. Rabbi Nathan said, even if Rabbeinu going to hit me with a thick beam of wood and going to tell me, don't be close to me in Rosh Hashanah, I will hide and I'm going to come back in Rosh Hashanah. And I will not going to go away from him. Even if Arav is going to tell you, go away from my yeshiva, I don't want you in this yeshiva, chas shalom. What are you going to do next day? You have to come to the yeshiva. Is there a doubt? If you have a doubt, so you have a problem. That you don't understand. You don't understand the importance of the yeshiva. You don't understand the importance of Arav in your life. Arav is going to tell you, go away. I don't want to see your face. You have to crawl on your hands and to beg, please Arav, forgive me. Please Arav, forgive me. I'm sorry. Until he's going to forgive him, he's going to bring you back. And we received that from Rabbi Avram ben Rab Nachman, that he said that after the tshuva, the world is going to come to a higher place, even from the place that was supposed to come to, if Adam and Chava wouldn't sin in the beginning. It's going to be more beautiful. במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים, even righteous people cannot stand in that place. Means that if you're going to do תשובה, you're going to achieve so much that you can never imagine. On what you're going to do תשובה? On your avonot, on your lackings, on all of those things that today you're chasing after yourself and blaming yourself and you hate yourself and you cannot forgive yourself. All of that light, the lashon hara, that snake, that damn snake, that's been cursed by Hashem Yitbarach. And we need to curse him also and to move on. But we're talking with him and listening to him and we care about his opinion and on and on and on. The contamination of the snake is the physical body. When Adam v'Chava been sin, they instead of having cloaks of light, they receive cloaks of leather, of skin. And this is that. The heel of Adam HaRishon was illuminating more than the sun. He was a spiritual being. This is it. He was a soul. He was a neshama. And we need to go back to that place to believe that we are not the snake. That we are not the snake. That we are Adam. And that we are Chava. And this is it. That I am a neshama Elokit. That I am a soul. That I am a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is it. And nothing gonna separate me from him, and you cannot force me to do nothing, and I love Hashem, and I want to serve Hashem, and I don't care. I'm gonna learn, I'm not gonna learn, I'm gonna be in the Beit Midrash, I'm not gonna be in the Beit Midrash, I'm gonna be in the supermarket, I'm gonna change diapers, I'm gonna work in the garbage to bring panasah food for my children. I don't care as long as I have Hashem in my life. Who cares what am I doing in my life? As long as I have Hashem. But if you're taking Hashem in Barach, I don't want to live in this world. That is the level of a real true man. Yerei Shamayim. Just don't make me sin. Just don't push me away from Hashem. Whatever. Suffering, he's ready to die on Kiddush Hashem. He's ready not to eat, not to drink. Just, he will not gonna insult no Jew. Noach lo la'adam la'ashlich et atzmo likivshan ha'esh ve'lo la'albin pnei chavero barabim. It's more comfortable for a human being. This is a human being. To be thrown to the fire and not to insult someone else. Someone else, it's also just, and I said that besogrim in bricks.
Brackets.
Also your wife. Also your wife. You're not allowed to insult her. Also. Okay. Also the wives. They're also human beings. Chavero, his friend, it's your wife. Especially your wife. Especially your children, especially people that need you, especially people that need you, that are crying for help, they need help, and you're the one that Hashem chose to help them. You should have Hashem Yitbarach in your life to remember, I'm just a messenger of Hashem Yitbarach, I'm just working for Hashem Yitbarach to raise those children, to respect my wife, to help that woman. This is my wife, this is my life, those are my friends. I need to help them, I need to be there for them. When a man have Hashem Yitbarach in his life, he receives those powers. And he can serve Hashem Yitbarach day and night, 24/7. He doesn't need to sleep, he doesn't need to eat. Because lo alechem levado yechiya adam, he's alive with Hashem. He's connected to Chaya Chaim, to source of life. So he's alive. And Adrabah, if a man gonna develop awareness, he's gonna see that every time that he's eating, he becomes to be tired. Every time that he's sleeping, he's losing the will to serve Hashem. Every time that he's fulfilling his lust and desire, he's satisfying his body, he's falling from the Avodat Hashem. He's saying to himself, I'm going to eat something small and then I'm going to do it bodedut. Forget that it bodedut. Never happens. Never happens. Cannot happen. You said, I'm going to do it bodedut. You woke up your Yetzer Hara. This is it. And now he's saying, alright Yetzer Hara, I'm going to feed you. And then you want to win. You woke him up, you gave him lunch, and now you want to fight with him. What a crazy. You need to say, I have a meeting. And you're going outside, finishing your Yid Bodedut, and then you can come back. I'm going to do something. Rabbi Avram ben Rav Nachman would say to his wife, every Motzei Shabbat she was crying to him on their poverty. What are they going to do? He told her, I have a meeting this week with the richest person in the world. You can never imagine. He would take a bag with books and one bread and a bottle of water, a jar of water, and goes for a complete week. Coming Friday, she said, no, what's happened with that meeting? He said, Bezot Hashem, we have another meeting next week.
Thank you very much.